Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Daria Albinger, and here are today's top local stories. It is going to be a day of protest across Lower Manhattan that even the heat and the humidity will not be able to stop. The first rally is set for noon outside federal buildings like 26 Federal Plaza. The second is going to be at 6 o'clock at City Hall Park. Organizers are protesting new enforcement actions by ICE and the Justice Department's lawsuit against New York City's sanctuary laws. The DOJ says those laws are getting in the way of immigration enforcement. Mayor Adams supports sanctuary protections, but he wants tweaks to target people who are accused of serious crimes. Also fueling the outrage is a video that went viral last week, repeatedly showing cramped conditions inside ICE's Manhattan Processing Center. Protest leaders say they want today's demonstrations to stay peaceful. Seven people are recovering after fire tore through a building in Flushing, Queens. Started about 3 this morning on the second floor of a three-story building at 162nd Street near Sanford Avenue. 5 residents and 2 firefighters were injured. 1 was taken to the hospital. The cause of the fire is currently under investigation. Well, if you have noticed more, let's call them sidewalk surprises lately, you aren't alone.
Surprise! New Yorkers aren't happy again, but it's not the weather, not the noise. No, no. It's dog poop.
Yeah, it's everywhere because no one wants to pick it up.
It's disgusting and I don't like it.
Yep, adults and even kids are sick of dog owners not doing their part. And here in Flatbush, data shows they're number 2 for the most dog waste-related complaints. Meet Andrew, walking his Snow White Siberian Husky, Kyra. He says this gets under his skin.
People bag it up, but then just like throw it on the sidewalk. Like, you did half the job, man.
And yes, he passed the test.
Look at this.
Do you have any? Ooh.
I always make sure that I have like a roll on me.
His message? Dog owners, get with the program. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Flatbush.
Health officials are investigating a cluster of Legionnaires' disease cases in central Harlem, the city testing water systems in the area after 5 cases have been reported since last week. Legionnaires is a severe form of pneumonia, particularly risky for older adults and people with lung conditions. Outbreaks are typically linked to drinking water systems, swimming pools, hot water tanks, with symptoms including cough, fever, and shortness of breath. The health department says it's treatable if it's caught early, and it urges anyone feeling sick to contact a doctor. The Justice Department says it's taken down one of the largest child abuse networks in the history of the dark web. An investigation led to the shutdown of 4 hidden websites that traded in child sex abuse material with more than 120,000 members worldwide. Officials say millions of images were being shared and that members had to contribute or pay to access the content. One of the main targets, William Spearman of Alabama, who is known online as The Boss. He was sentenced to life in prison. At least 18 more people have been convicted so far. The FBI says these sites were highly organized, ran by people who knew how to avoid detection, but for the 4 dismantled websites have not been reintegrated. The NYPD is taking safety training to the shore today. The department's harbor unit is hosting a beach safety workshop in Rockaway, followed by a hands-on demonstration right on the sand. Scuba officers are expected to arrive by boat and continue the lesson at the water's edge. The event is open to adults and kids, and it doubles as a summer safety refresher. Well, there's a new backseat driver in town, and this one doesn't talk, but she sees everything. 500 city cabs are getting front, rear, and interior surveillance cameras, all a part of a pilot program called Operation Bright Eyes. The goal is to stop fare evasion and crack down on scammers staging fake crashes to cash in on bogus injury claims. The new cameras, free for 1 year, install in 30 seconds, and they do not require a smartphone. The long-term plan is to continue upping the scale, installing the cameras in over 100,000 vehicles across the city. The Federation calls it a declaration of war against scammers. So you're on alert, scammers. If you have a fear of rats, you might want to steer clear of Huntington Village.
Up to 100%. This year
with rats.
He calls himself the Rat Man, Jack Kuhman of ProTac Pest Control. He says no food, no rats, and Huntington Village is filled with restaurants that put the garbage by the street. And if it's not picked up for hours, that gives rats plenty to eat.
To get rid of them possibly could be CO2 in the burrows.
Sheila walks her dog every day.
It's a lot. It's rampant here. All here. Sometimes they'll be dead.
The town says property owners are responsible to get rid of the rats, and there are exterminators on site. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Huntington Village, Long Island.
Two young men are dead after a shooting in a Bronx parking lot early this morning. Happened about 5:30 outside Ferry Point Park in Throgs Neck near Bush and Schley Avenues. Both victims, 21 and 22 years of age, were taken to Jacoby Hospital where they died. Police say the shooters took off on a moped and were wearing masks. So far, no arrests have been made. Yesterday's Dominican Day parade did not end as hoped.
Four parade goers rushed to the hospital. Hundreds left scrambling after the attacks. Three people were shot, one in the stomach, another the neck, the last the ankle. The fourth victim stabbed in his buttocks. This woman tells Channel 7 Eyewitness News, violence is almost expected.
A place like this, you know, like in the parade, something's about to happen, so stay prepared.
But folks lingered around because the parade itself was peaceful. These two also speaking with Eyewitness News.
I feel pretty safe.
Yeah, it's a very safe environment.
It was a safe environment. It was fun, but you know,
very safe.
Sometimes when too much people's outside, things happen.
Now those victims, all 19 and 23 years old, are stable, but police haven't made arrests at this time. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
A Queens woman is recovering after police say she was assaulted inside her apartment over the weekend. Happened early Saturday morning in a building on 94th Avenue in Jamaica. Police say the attacker got inside, grabbed a knife from the apartment, and sexually assaulted the 23-year-old woman, eventually taking off with her phone, knife, and the bed clothing. The building does have security, but tenants say it clearly isn't enough. Police are still working to identify the suspect.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.